From the time he was young, James Dowdell knew he wanted to be a firefighter.
Once you're in that environment, you grow up with it. You know, you look up to these guys, you know, and not just my father, all my father's friends who are firemen.
He was inspired by his dad.
It was just his genuine love for the fire department and love for, you know, the guys he worked with.
46-year-old Kevin Dowdell was killed here at the Trade Center.
When 9/11 happened, it was like, if anyone could do it, it's Dad. You know, he was like superhuman to us growing up.
James was 17, and his brother Pat was 18, and their mother sat them down.
I think it was like September 12th to 13th. She said, Dad's not coming home. And it's going to be like this for the rest of your life.
He's been with the department nearly 6 years now, and carries not just his dad's memories, but his passion.
You don't look at it like, oh, I got to get to work. You look at it like, oh, I can't, you know, I'm going to the firehouse. You know, I'm looking forward to it.
From Lower Manhattan, Peter Haskell, WCBS 80 News. When Osama bin Laden was killed, Patrick Dowdell rushed here to Ground Zero with his bagpipes. He just finished a tour in Afghanistan after his father had encouraged him to enroll at West Point.
You know, he always wanted more for us. He wanted me to shoot high.
46-year-old Fire Lieutenant Kevin Dowdell was killed here on 9/11.
I remember a quote that he said, it's respect gets respect. He was always be respectful.
The simple lessons from home actually helped him in combat.
You know, I felt pretty well prepared going in just from being around the firehouse when I was a kid and talking to my dad and kind of learning how to be a man from him.
And the long shadow of a man forever missing still lingers.
He's always with us, whether he's here in person or not.
Patrick is starting work on his master's at NYU and is considering joining the fire department. From Lower Manhattan, Peter Haskell, WCBS 80 News.